Over the past decade, there's been tremendous growth in Michigan-based breweries. There's Founders in Grand Rapids. There's Bell's, of course, in Kalamazoo. Atwater in Detroit. And in Lansing, of course, there's nothing. Our next two guests are hoping to change that. Matt Jason and Jeremy Sprague are working to open a brewery and distillery on Lansing's east side. The creators of Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale have a unique startup plan. They're inviting members of the community to become co-owners of their business. Matt Jason and Jeremy Sprague, welcome to Current State.
Hey, Mark. Thanks for having us.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Sure. How long has this idea been kicking around, Matt?
It's been kicking around for years, probably a good 5-6 years now since Jeremy and I started talking about this over a couple beers at Amel's over on Michigan Avenue, and we've been working on it steadily ever since.
And why do you feel Lansing needs a brewery, Jeremy?
I think Lansing needs a brewery in downtown Lansing. I think there are a couple of we do have a couple of breweries on the outskirts in Mason, and then there's another one out on Kreitz Road. But having something sort of downtown Lansing is really important because I think that communities sort of, you know, crowd around breweries, and they, whether or not they are, you know, involved in ownership or not, they do sort of have a sense of, this is my brewery, this is where I come from, these beers reflect, you know, our community and who we are, you know, as a community.
And so we're also the capital of a great beer state. So
that's
we've
right.
We've got to represent.
Michigan does have a rich brewing heritage. There's no doubt about that. Jeremy, what knowledge did you have about brewing when this idea first started getting discussed?
Around 5 years ago or so, when Matt first wanted to talk to me about distilling, my dad has been a home brewer for quite a long time. He bought me a kit, which sat in my closet for about a decade. Or at least 5 years, I should say, before I started brewing with Matt.
You were a beer drinker, though,
a big
at
beer
that
drinker,
point.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Big
okay.
fan. When
okay.
I used to live in Boston, and my first big exposure to craft beer would have been with Harpoon and Sam Adams. So that was sort of where it started for me back in the mid-90s. And coming back here, jumping into brewing, I started brewing five years ago or so with Matt. And
did you take classes?
We did. I did take a class at the Siebel Institute. It was sort of an online class for about 3 months, and that helped my brewing a lot. It sort of, there was some biochemistry and some things that sort of made me think a lot harder about how I was brewing and how to keep things a lot cleaner and just have a better end product.
And Matt, talk to us about this community-owned model. How does community ownership of this project, how would that work?
Right. So we've looked at some different models. We know that there's a big demand for having a destination like this, a business like this. And we actually found some inspiration from the National Trust for Historic Preservation. And there's a number of businesses that were created, frameworks that were created to maintain businesses that the community wanted. And so we went through an extensive process with the state to get approval to bring on four times as many investors as a typical corporation. So a normal S corporation can have up to 25 investors. And we went through a process where we had to share our books, our plans with the state, and we were approved to bring on four times that many. And so in that way, we can have many more investors at a lower minimum buy-in. And so by the definition, some of the definitions that float around out there in terms of what a community-owned business or corporation is that you have local ownership. And so we've made it so that residents of Lansing can be able to invest in actually own this company, and then you have more of a democratic model, and we're looking to have semi-annual meetings of our owners and have them help us guide the operation of the business.
Do you have all your prospective owners lined up, or you're in the middle of that process?
We're in the middle of it.
Okay.
We've taken on many.
And are you saying, now, is my math off, or are you looking for 100?
We're not looking necessarily for 100, but we've been approved for that many.
Correct.
It would be nice, just in terms of bookkeeping, to have fewer than that.
Okay.
And right now, at the rate we're going, we would probably need about between 30 and 40 investors at the rate how many shares folks are buying at this point.
Okay.
And right now, we're through about a dozen, so we're making really good progress.
Okay. Most people would argue that you can't have enough good beer, but the craft brew market in Michigan is healthy. Why do you think there's room for Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale?
I think that if you look at the numbers, I think that craft beer is going to be growing for many years to come. I think that market share-wise, isn't that right, Matt?
Yeah.
From the big three, we're still looking at every year.
And there's also a difference between trying to get into distribution and also providing a place for people to come. And so, you know, the shelves right now are packed of craft beer, and that is a pretty tight market. But particularly in Lansing, there is, we feel, an underserved market for actual places, producers of craft beer. And also, a large part of what we're doing is spirits. And in the spirits industry, there's a huge amount of room for growth right now. It's where craft beer was, you know, perhaps a decade or more ago. And really for us, we're looking to make spirits and distribute those pretty heavily from the beginning. And we think that will become a big hallmark of our business. So the beer is there because beer is popular. We make good beer. And we think people will enjoy it. But the spirits, they complement each other, and we think the spirits are really what will carry us.
What kind of spirits are you looking at?
We'll be a whiskey house.
Okay.
Primarily. So lots of white whiskey, along with we'll start barrel aging immediately. So.
And this is also about creating a space. What spaces are you looking at? You've said east side. You want east side
there's
of Lansing.
Yeah, there's a mix of places that we've looked at, and we need a place that's large enough. We'll need to both produce and have a tasting room, and a pub. So probably we're going to need at least 3,000 to 4,000 square feet. There are some restrictions with distilling that are different than beer, but we feel like there are enough places around. Whether it's been on the east side that we've looked, Rio Town, that we feel that there will be something available when we're capitalized.
That would probably give Rio Town a real shot in the arm.
Well, there's a lot of really cool things happening in Rio Town
right
now. You know, we're sort of, at this point, Matt and I are keeping our finger on the pulse of sort of everywhere across the city just to see what's happening with the real estate and what types of new businesses are popping up. So
we have a bottle of your beer here. This is called Kinky Brown. Jeremy or Matt, why don't you crack that baby open and... I mean, it's almost Friday. It's Friday somewhere. We're talking with Matt Jason and Jeremy Sprague here, who are the planners of a new community-owned brewery and distillery, Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale. Hopefully that's not for me. I'm not going to be able to drink all of that. I'm going to need a barrel of French roast to recover from this much at this rate here. So
me too.
I'm going to have a swig here.
This is a brown ale, Matt's recipe.
Delightful. Where was this brewed then?
This is brewed, I believe, at my house.
Your house, yeah. Okay.
Boy, you've been doing your homework, Jeremy. Nice work.
This was, I think the original batch we made was called the East Side Kinky Brown because some hops from my backyard made it into the fermenter. And there's a story behind it. I don't know if we've got a chance to share that or not.
Yeah,
about
behind go into
the name.
It. Sure.
Jeremy really pushed me into using hops a lot more than I typically was used to. And he's very inventive in his brewing, and he's been throwing pumpkins into his batches lately. And so I decided to dry hop this brown ale. And this was inspired by a couple good beers out there. One of them is Good Humans by Shorts. And it's a dry hopped brown ale as well. So I threw these hops in. He's like, well, you know, you've got to filter those out. You can't leave the hops in the beer because they'll get in the bottles, they'll get in the kegs, and he's very fastidious. So I said, okay, well, you know, what's the best way to do that? He's like, well, here, this is what I use. And so he gave me a pair of his wife's pantyhose. They were new. They weren't used, and we always sanitize our equipment. But the first batch we served of that, I think, was at a fundraiser for the Allen Neighborhood Center, and it was a great little story to go with it. So that was our East Side Kinky Brown because that batch happened to be made with some hops from my backyard. But Jeremy's wife, her maiden name also happens to be Brown, so it works out pretty well.
Yeah. Kinky Brown is born.
Yeah, it was double meaning there.
Where did Sleepwalker? Where did that name come from?
You know, we were having a spaghetti dinner with both of our families, our kids and our wives, and we were kicking around a couple of names, and it really was a 50-50 combo. It was almost like Sesame Street. Sleep, Walker, sleep, Walker. And they came together and it was really funny. It happened just like that.
It's got some cool aspects to it. We feel some of it, it's kind of open to interpretation, which we like. And but we've also, you know, Jeremy and I would talk a lot in our planning as I was finishing my day and he was heading off to work as a musician, and we'd notice the moon a lot. And that became a big part of our logo and who we are. And then our motto, Dream Play, comes from the Japanese word for sleepwalker, which includes the characters for dream, play, and person. And so we want to evoke the spirit to dream and play.
Very interesting. And when you talk to people just at large about your idea, what's the typical response?
The typical response is very positive.
It's about
people
time.
Are very excited. Exactly. And especially the distilling component is going to be pretty awesome. So,
and there will be a number of microbreweries coming on board in Lansing. So, you know, that's, I think, something that people should be looking forward to. And
Lansing can support, you know, easily up to 2 to 3.
We're just about out of time. Tell our listeners about your event tonight.
Well, tonight at the Allen Marketplace, we're having an investor presentation, startup sleepwalker event, where we will be giving a short presentation, as well as answering questions about Sleepwalker. We'll be sharing 6 different styles of beer. And
that's what time?
6:30.
6:30 to 8:30,
yep,
right?
Allen Ebert Center. Samples, a presentation. Some investors will also be on hand.
Yeah, that's a cool thing, too. Investors will be able to sort of also share where we're at, where we're headed.
Outstanding. We want to thank you for joining us
here
today.
Thank you for having us.
Matt Jason and Jeremy Sprague
are
the founders of Sleepwalker Spirits and Ale. Again, the event Startup Sleepwalker will take place tonight at the Allen Market Marketplace off of Kalamazoo. Bottoms up.
Cheers.
Thanks, fellas.